we're back.
And I'm sitting back there. I said, your old courthouse is kind of run down. He said, no, it'll do for our little town. I said, your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it. He said, have a seat. And I sat down. Is this the first time you've been to our little town? I said, I think it is. He said, I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, can you see? And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before. And I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning. We take her down every night. We don't let her touch the ground and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag. 'Cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
This is the Morning Liberty Program. I'm RJ. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. Want to make sure you have our phone number, 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Here we are already almost a whole month into the new year. And you and me, we are taking a look and we think we understand what we see. So much more is happening this year. So many things are going to take place. We'll be back. This is RBN.
Hey,
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. So using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Good morning. We are back. This is the Morning Liberty program right here at RBN. I'm RJ. Thanks for tuning in. John Bailey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, my brother. I am blessed and doing well. It's good to have you with us, too. You sound so much better than you did last time we talked.
Here we are, another Friday. Things are moving forward.
Already?
Yeah. I take a look around for me. It's kind of funny when we take a look at what we see, when we examine what we hear. I don't think it's enough. I think there's much more what goes on than what we think we see, than what we think we hear.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I think you hit that really on the head there. The story behind the story is the real story, but very few of us ever get a chance to find out the story behind the story. However, I see things coming forth in ways that will allow people to realize they need to pay closer attention. And, you know, what the media gives us is already prearranged and orchestrated. It's more of a choreography than anything else. They give us what they want us to hear. But behind the scenes, there's much more going on. And I think this this Haitian crisis is a really good example. And this point in time, when all things being considered, it begs the question, why are we really there? I mean, What is the sum total of American interest in this situation? And you can be absolutely sure it's not just humanitarian. It might very well be a powerful interest in the oil reserves of Haiti, because the oil reserves of that little island are far greater than even Venezuela, and Venezuela is one of the world's largest producers of oil. But compared to Haiti, Venezuela's oil reserves are as a bucket of water compared to a swimming pool or a small lake in Haiti. So you just can't help but wonder, you know, what's the story behind the story?
There are so many countries who people have gone there to help these Haitians, the initial earthquake and then the rumblings since then. And I take a look at the men and the women and the children who have been injured, and I'm thinking that there are so many ways of viewing this, and there are countries who haven't sent help to this thing. The human toll, the people who have died, the military that has been sent to Chavez, for example, has been publicly speaking that, and I disagree, but it's interesting. He's been exploiting the notion that Americans are sending troops in there because they intend on taking over the country. But keeping an eye on things. I think it's important that we do that.
I believe that there's a strong vested interest beyond the humanitarian outreach for helping the suffering and dying people over there. I believe that right alongside that, if not superimposed on that, is a strong interest in the natural reserves and assets of that small country. That country has suffered domination, you know, from one world power to the next over the course of history, you know, a little slave nation, basically. And it's seemingly has been just kept in a position of poverty while the nation itself sits on one of the world's largest oil reserves.
The poverty that exists there in Haiti, it's like it's in that condition, probably on purpose. Somebody somewhere made the conscious decision to keep those people in rags there in Haiti.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree with that, because it leaves the country available for tremendous exploitation. It keeps that country in a place of poverty where the people don't really have much to defend what is theirs, and the government, I'm sure, is in the pocket of some larger world power, and usually those small third world nations are so greatly manipulated by the larger world powers, manipulated by, you know, little carrots of economic and financial gifts here and there, a bit of support, you know, and then the corruption in the country itself, in the government structure, you know, a few people who are living really well because they are sort of the guard dogs for the big dogs that are waiting to pounce upon the natural assets and resources of that country when they believe the time is right. But in the meantime, you know, hundreds of thousands of people are suffering, living in squalor, living in poverty, you know, dying without even being counted. And now this, with this devastating earthquake, which to some extent, some very significant opinions seem to point to the fact that this earthquake was just not really a natural disaster, that it was triggered. And there again, you know, how do you know the depth of truth in a suggestion or a speculation of that sort? And there may be some really strong foundations of truth in that perspective. And if there is, where are we today as a civilization? If this is really true, you know, and that little slave nation was sort of staked out for some kind of military experimentation that now has caused, you know, thousands and thousands of people to die. And we all know that there are those who would like to minimize the world population in any way they possibly can in order to advance their agenda. And so genocide is not off the table. It's a very strong consideration. And because we know of the nature of things in world and world powers and governments and the ruthlessness of those who are controlled by greed and power and the hunger for global control, you wonder, really, what all is involved in this devastating disaster that we are seeing now. We see a lot of nations running to the rescue as such. But I wonder, you know, are they rescuing the Haitians only, or are they also rescuing themselves based upon the collective world agenda that secretly discussed behind closed doors? You know, one never knows, you know, unless we pay attention. And even when we pay attention, we just get a part of the story rather than really what's going on. They never, ever release to the general public what is really going on. And when I say they, I mean the powers that be that decide the destiny of nations and where the world should be and should go and what the world banks should do and not do. And who calls the shots? I feel it's just a small group of people that call the shots and make it seem like the shots are called by the population of the nations involved, when it's not necessarily so.
I think the public has no idea, for the most part, that even such a weapon exists. Up in Alaska, this combination of satellites aimed at the ionosphere. And there's a technology, scalar waves, that is aimed at the belts that surround the Earth. You can go horizontally or vertically aimed at this ionosphere, and that it can have an effect. In fact, it's known as a warming effect, as it warms up the ionosphere. And so Al Gore goes around telling everybody around the planet that we're having global warming, when in fact this weapon, this HAARP thing that is located up in Alaska, it is a military weapon. China has technology like this. Russia has technology like this. And I'm thinking, if you utilize this weapon known as HAARP, then in fact that is the weapon that is warming up the ionosphere. Perhaps causing what they may call global warming. But the point is, whether or not it could have been, this device could have been used to attack Haiti and to create this earthquake or not, and how do you define that? There are people who know. But the point is, it can be used as a weapon like this. When I take a look at Haiti and we see, okay, so this is what a third world nation looks like. This is what their intention is for America. They want America to become a third world nation, doing away with the middle class, which what has been the backbone of this nation, our ability to go out and create. Whatever you want to call it, capitalism or a free enterprise, that has been the engine, the small engine that has driven this economy. And I'm thinking it's also the engine that has put money in the hands and in the pockets of these global financiers. And I'm thinking to kill America is to damage themselves. But I guess they think they want to turn America into another Haiti. Maybe we can all run around in loincloths, and when we have, you know, stuff delivered, products, food, right? Are we all going to act like what we have seen in Haiti? What I'm saying, though, could be so much need, even for food supply, that when food appears, we all fight over it. It's like, is America going to become a third world nation? I think that's a part of their objective.
Absolutely. I think there's no question about it. I do not believe that all of America will become a third world nation, but there will definitely be a second and a third world nation, a second and third world nation within America. There's no way to escape
it. Hang on. We'll be back. after the break. This is RBN.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Today.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is the Morning Liberty Program. I'm RJ. Thanks for tuning in. And my partner, Apostle John Bailey. And we are taking a look at what is going on and scratching our heads, trying to dig a little deeper than just what we see. Again, John, thanks for joining me.
Oh, the pleasure is mine, my brother. You know, as we were saying, we're seeing these things come into play now. And it amazes us all. You know, it's like people wake up and go, you have got to be kidding. Well, no, it's not a joke. Nobody's kidding. This is very, very serious. You know, many who have not paid attention are realizing now they've missed a lot of vital details and they need to catch up and find out, you know, what is really on the table before us. There are changes coming. Obama won this presidential election on the promise of change. And we were all so excited about change that very few of us time to really take a closer look at what kind of change, what are we talking about?
It's change we can believe in. That is the flagship statement.
Yeah, but, you know, these global changes will be on the level of political, economic, and religious power structures, as well as police, state, tyrannical oppression. And these things will become reality You know, these things are not far off. They will come into play, I believe, much sooner than we think. And some of these will begin in this year of 2010. Many of the small banks, for instance, RJ, many of the small banks will collapse and simply just shut down. And everything is going to become very, very expensive. I mean, don't look now, but a second and third world America is definitely headed our way, and it is coming soon. Empire America, your days are numbered. And because of these dramatic changes, RJ, we're going to see things, you can be sure that martial law and police state tactics will occur in this country. You know, it's very likely to be, there's very likely to be a North American police force and a North American union set in place before too long. Some of these things will probably come into play in this year before we get to 2011.
There are pieces of their puzzle, this puzzle coming into play, but it's really exciting for me to see Americans standing up in the face of this agenda. This agenda publicly spoken by Daddy Bush, for example, George Bush, 9/11 in 1990, speaking publicly that there will be a new world order, that they will have a new world order. And a part of that agenda is this Texas corridor, the Trans-Texas Corridor. And it was just so exciting for me yesterday to interview a couple of people, women, moms who have made a stand in Texas, and they're in the process of putting a stop to it in Texas. I hear the discussion about the end of the world coming. Oh my gosh, the end is coming, because the Mayan calendar has an end, I think on the 12th or the 21st anyway, in December of 2012. And so we hear that promulgated on the History Channel and in the news and everywhere you look, saying the end of the world is coming, the Battle of Armageddon, it's going to come, better watch out. And I'm thinking, wow, maybe they want an end to this thing.
Yes, very, very good. I think it's without question, you know, there is what we can all see clearly as an end coming to life as we have known it, and there is an order of things that will be implemented and put in its place, because, you know, they've screwed up the old system so much it's beyond repair, and they certainly do not want to set back in place a system that has already proven to be undependable and has failed dramatically to the point where people are right now on the brink of just bare survival in this nation and as well as around the world. And there is definitely, there has to be a new system, a new way of doing things. And they already have a plan, a pattern, a format, a template set in place, ready to be launched. The thing about it is that in its launching, they will have to sacrifice quite a bit of human lives, both as living beings and as living systems and ways of life that will have to be sacrificed in order for them to set in place this new system. And I don't really believe that the end of the world, as most people perceive it, to be this big cataclysmic destruction and natural geological collapse. I mean, some of that will definitely be there, because some of it will be deliberately triggered by governments with dark agendas and motives. But I believe the greater change will be on the level of system changes, power structures that will be set in place to change the very ways of life to which we have become so accustomed. I do not believe that it will be allowed to prevail as far as what we have been used to. I think there is a plan to end that completely, erase it, life as we have known it, and to introduce a system of living for all people across the face of this planet that will be called a new world order. But the sad thing about it is nothing new about it at all. This is a dramatic order of paganistic governmental systems.
This is RBN. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
The time this morning, 33 minutes after the hour. This is the Morning Liberty Program. I'm RJ, my co-host on Fridays, John Bailey. And John, I have been on the radio for about 19 years now. I remember the first governor I interviewed was in 1984, and I've been interviewing public officials and notorious people of all kinds ever since. And in Salt Lake, for example, on K-Talk Radio, much of the audience was aware of these kinds of things. These issues have been underway for some time, and yet probably half of the audience, this was new information. Here at RBN, it's really cool. The audience here is up to speed on much of this, and this agenda for the New World Order has been underway for some time. And I think as they're incremental changing, bringing in this element and that element and then another piece of this NWO agenda, many Americans just like don't see it. But RBN people, we see it. We got it. I think understanding the details of the foundation of what this is, it's not just a politic agenda. It's not... it's more than just a government agenda. It's really
I don't know if we even call it a religious agenda, because I don't know if it's a church. It's a Satan worship agenda that is at the foundation of this new world order that is coming in. And even as silly, see, I see this, and to me it is just so silly. It is just so stupid. But these people who the sun and Venus represent who they worship, Lucifer worship, satanic worship, and that these are the people who are behind the movement towards this new world order. The whole control of the government with their one world government, their one world economy, their one world religion moving forward. And I'm thinking this planet will either be governed by them, these satanic thugs, or this world will be governed by God. And I'm thinking... We see that moving forward. And I think every corner of this planet, I think we can get so focused on who we are, where we are, we can define ourselves by what our job is, by what religious institution we're a part of, by where we live. And I think we've got to get above and beyond our small little corner of the planet and understand what is going on, not just what we think we see today, but what this agenda is. And I think that is what is facing us, the total world control by these satanic people and the banning of all religious institutions and the ushering in of their worship agenda upon all humanity. Or it's like either the devil's going to be in charge or God is going to be in charge.
Yes, it's always been that kind of power play since time immemorial, you know, the dark side against the kingdom of light, wrong against right, being reduced to a simple matter of choice and relativity, you know, who's wrong compared to what and who's right compared to what. You know, when you get into those philosophical perspectives of wrong and right, you begin to wash away the line of differentiation of what really is and what is not, and what is correct and what is incorrect. And you find today that what is intrinsically evil sits in the seat and on the throne of what should be right and what is considered as proper moral and humanitarian. And you wonder, you sort of like the United Nations, you know, there are people that sit on that international controlling board that are members of terrorist organizations from hostile countries around the world. And you know, this instrument, this weapon we have talked about, that has this incredible power for mass destruction. The United States has the most powerful of all nations, the most powerful sample of that weapon, this heart thing. No other nation. I mean, China has the technology, and other nations in Europe, but the United States leads the way in this technology, and it's a weapon that has the ability to be aimed specifically at one country or another, and to create such incredible disruptions in the geological structure of that in that country that it, vehement, awesome earthquakes can come forth, and people are beginning now to wonder if some sort of testing of this secret weapon is not really at the root cause of the disaster we're seeing on the island of Haiti. I don't believe that Haiti was perhaps, you know, specifically singled out, but I think that region was the most likely region within the minds of some twisted people to launch a testing of this weapon, because the loss of life there would not really be that so intense. It's just a bunch of people who live in squalor and poverty. And, you know, money, power, and greed brings us to a place where we become monsters and begin to get to the place where we have no regard for human life, because people are poor and living in squalor doesn't in any way reduce their humanity. These are still human beings people with families, you know, they have grandmothers and children and husband and wives with families there. This is another profile of the face of the human race today, and all living things, as a matter of fact, but especially human beings, should be sacred and should be regarded with the highest esteem. A human life is not something just to be wasted on some sort of a test, an experimentation that leads us only to a place of what we consider to be global domination. It's pretty sad when we see where we have come today. You know, it's like we have become less than human beings.
There's a practice that I have seen some people do. They will blame somebody else for the very act that they do themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a function of handing the responsibility to someone else, not taking our own personal responsibility. And I see that happening, this notion of the war on terror, the accusation that there are people who are, you know, bombing on purpose. You take a look at the event of the attack on the World Trade Center, and somebody somewhere made the conscious decision that it was okay that people died.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to take down those buildings. It's okay if people are in there. It's okay if mothers and fathers and people who have families are in there. They have their lives, but it's okay that they die. And apparently somebody made that conscious decision. If HAARP was used for this attack on Haiti, then someone made that conscious decision again. So the question is, who is the terrorist? Is the terrorist the one who thinks they have permission to use a device like this, HAARP? And I guess this technology goes back to the 1800s as it was invented by a guy named Maxwell in 1864. And then Nikola Tesla also examined the technology and perfected it a little more in the 1890s. Scalar waves, S-C-A-L-A-R waves, is what this technology is about. It uses longitude waves to impact the ionosphere, and they have been working on perfecting this thing so it can be used. And I'm thinking, many weapons have been invented so that they can sit on a shelf? No. So they can be used. So
that's
they
right.
Become the terrorists, and then they blame others for the terrorism. I don't think so. Including the CIA, who was behind Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein. And how many other... You take a look. I'm thinking the CIA has not gone home, and they're not out golfing. The CIA is still behind much of what we see going on. But the point is, who is instigating this activity? Who is instigating terrorism attack, the training and funding of these thugs, and then sending them around the planet so that they can then, therefore, persuade us to give them permission to take away our liberties, to take away our rights. The point is, much more is going on. In the face of this, I always, John, I think of Nineveh. I think of Nineveh because of the warning that God gave that community. And many of the people in Nineveh, they changed. And I think that if America wakes up, John, maybe if we get on our knees, maybe if we stop turning our back on our Creator, maybe we can change some of these conditions. Maybe we can change the consequences of some of these things. I don't see it happening yet.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I believe that it is happening, but to just a mild extent. We need to beef up the program of defense against these advancing dark forces that we see now so much more obvious in the world than we have ever seen before. And the spirituality behind these scenes is a very real thing. There are those who would like to dismiss that thought, and those who seem to dismiss that thought as nonsense are the ones who are more, who passionately embrace the thought in secret chambers. They embrace the concept of spirituality because they know that behind these dark advancing forces upon the world, there's a spiritual principle, and they are part of that principle. So part of their technique of disguise is to deny this in public and disregard it and to discard it as nonsense, hoping that some people of intellectual ferment, if I may say, will say, oh yes, they're right, that's got to be ridiculous, when the truth is it's not ridiculous at all. It is very, very real. These dark agendas have been waiting, have been sitting, poised to be released in the face of this earth from, what, 5,000-6,000 years ago. You know, this is, there's nothing new. That's why this New World Order is nothing new at all. It's an old agenda. And it has tried and tried and tried through all the empires that have sought to establish world domination, you know, from Egypt to Greece, and then to the British Empire. And from the British Empire to what we have today is the United Nations, which is a coalition between the United States and the fragments of the British Empire. And these empirical governmental structures have all had the same agenda, world domination. You know, a few people telling everyone else what to do and how it's going to be done. And if the people rebel, then they are guns and stormtroopers. I mean, this police force that will come into play, that we will see come into play in what will be called the North American Union. I mean, it will be a police force that can operate without no recourse. I mean, they will most likely be police who are dressed in riot control battle armor, like black uniformed stormtroopers. I mean, this is not science fiction. This is reality.
This police force that you're talking about, just within the last couple of weeks, this Obama put in place a new executive order that brings Interpol, an international police force, to America. And they now have, without constitutional chains upon what they do, they are now roaming America and they can do as they like. They've been invited by this Obama, this Professor Obama. I say again professor because he knows better. As a constitutional professor, he knows better. But he has invited Interpol, these global police, to roam America now freely.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we will begin to see them visibly within the borders of our country, and it cannot be really seen as an invasion because their presence is here as a result of invitation, because there is a coalition of international governmental darkness, and the biblical records refer to Gog and Magog, G-O-G, as governments of governments, and Magog as militarily aligned governments of governments, and we're beginning to see the dark face of this agenda looming across the face of the earth. You know, and when we talk of these things, I'm sure there is still a high probability that many people listening to a broadcast like this out there are wondering, you know, does God still give prophetic warnings in this day and time? The answer to that query is, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if these prophetic warnings were given centuries ago, and they were, you know, 5,000-6,000 years ago, then you can be absolutely sure that agenda of prophetic warning, of trying to awaken people from their slumber, their catatonic state of indifference, it's very real today. For the heart of God is for the peace and liberty of all people, of the creation, for the harmonious cooperation and dwelling of all people, where we respect human life, where we respect all life, and we are committed to securing and preserving human life and freedom. But there are those who would do anything they can to try and stop that kind of a world from happening.
Are you ready to take some phone calls, John?
Oh, absolutely.
I see we have callers in or Ontario, in California, and Tennessee. We are about to go into a commercial break, but let's go ahead and take some calls. Let's start with Craig in Ontario. We'll see if he's ready to come on here in a moment. And then we'll get to John and then Barry. John in Tennessee, Barry in California. Let's see if we can get Craig on here from Ontario. Craig, are you on the air?
Yes, good morning, R.T. Good morning, John. How are you, fellas?
Good morning,
my friend. Okay. Got an important question, and every Friday you guys spin me in this direction. is that we look at what's going on in the world. Personally, my background, I call myself an ex-Catholic, okay, raised very religiously. Decided in my 20s, okay, I don't believe in the religious part of it, but I still believe in the spirituality part of it. So given that is sort of how I view things. You know, I look at these people, the New World Order, the Rothschilds, the whole bundle of these people. They're so evil. And I can't get a handle on it. I mean, they have all the power, all the money, all the trappings of wealth and everything else. What drives them to be so evil? And to me, it's almost inhumane, like really alien. And if you guys help me work through this thing, is that these people are so evil. I mean, what is it about them that drives them? Because humanly, I can't figure it out. And when you look at theories that are out there about in order for man to get to the next spiritual level, you know, is there things of the pineal gland consciousness?
We will address that question right after we come back from the commercial break.
Thank you.
So hang on, Craig. And after Craig, we will go to John in Tennessee and then Barry in California. This is the Morning Liberty program at RBN. We'll be back after this.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This morning, 6 minutes before the top of the hour, this is the Morning Liberty program. I'm RJ, my co-host on Fridays, my partner, John Bailey. And we've got Craig from Ontario. John, go ahead and give the first crack at the answer here.
Greg, I do believe it's a very powerful question, a very deep and searching question. And at the root of this twisted behavior we see in so many of these people within great power structures is the love and thirst and hunger for financial power. Like the love of money is the root of all evil. And those people, they know, not just believe, but they know that if they have unlimited financial sources, they can do just about anything. They can buy and sell people and things and governments and places with ease if they have enough financial power. As the Rothschilds once stated, give me the financial control of any nation and I care not who writes their laws. It's this sort of thing that powers and fuels the greed and hunger in people. I believe in each person, in each of us, there's a shadow man, a shadow woman, a dark side. I believe that is real. But also, right along with that, there is the lighter side, the desire and passion to create and to unite and to establish rather than to tear down and to reach out and express the higher aspects of human nature, you know, like love and brotherhood and charity, humanity. And the two are always fighting against each other. But I think we will always see those who will choose rather to express the dark side than to embrace that which is truly human and godly and spiritual. Yeah.
No, Craig, I'm going to take a crack at this. I think that in the approach of this issue, that we can't get to that answer in 2 minutes or in 5 minutes.
That's right.
And I think that you will find, I made this decision in December, that I want to get a better grip on what this is so we can also get a better grip on what we can do. Because I don't think we're just victims like a turtle lying on our back with our legs up in the air. Having nothing that we can do about this situation we now find ourselves in. The guests yesterday were just amazing. Terry Hall from Texas, her discussion about the Trans-Texas Corridor, and thousands and hundreds of thousands of Texans are standing up and doing something about this. So I promise I will continue to have people on my morning program to help discuss the very truth behind these things. Right now we hear so much discussion about Obama this and Obama that and Congress this and Congress that and healthcare reform this and healthcare reform that. And I'm thinking much of it is just a smoke screen. It is. Much more is behind it. And I think behind it, as John was talking about, the satanic agenda behind what they're up to. Many Americans, Canadians, this is affecting all of us. We can feel the elephant in the room. We can feel it. We want to be able to touch it and see it and hear it, the truth, the evidence of what it is, so that we can then do something about it. And there are too many patriots who say, oh, the world is coming to an end. We can't do anything about it. Sorry, the new world order is coming. Sorry, we can't do anything about it. Sorry, tough, the world is ending. And I'm thinking, shut the hell up. You go home. You go put yourself in your closet and don't come out until you're ready to make a difference, until you're ready to fight in this battle, okay? Because I'm not quitting. Are you quitting, Craig?
Well, and RJ, you bring it back to point. I want to state that all of these things are sort of political constructs, right, which we have to do on an earthly material level. But ultimately, I mean, hardcore Christians, they talk about the second coming of Christ. And see, I can't go there. I don't believe that. But I think they're onto something about we've got to prepare ourselves spiritually for whatever it may be. Are we at this again, the commercial?
Yeah, did you want to hang on through the commercial break?
Yes.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll let you come back on for one second. Hang on. This is RBN.
With recent